This is Senator Bob Dole. President Reagan is providing real leadership again, this time on a national emergency, the drug crisis. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, President Reagan has sounded the bugle. It's time for the American people and its Congress, Republican and Democrat, to stand together in the battle against drug abuse. No doubt about it, the people are fed up with the illegal drug wave that is sweeping the nation, leaving in its wake a trail of shattered lives. The tragic death of basketball star Len Bias has put the drug crisis in the glare of the spotlight, and what we see turns our stomach. The drug pushers, the drug makers, and the drug addicts are spreading their sickness to every corner of America, to the rich and to the poor, black and white, east and west. But now it's time to fight back. Ted, let's work together with the president to get the job done.
Bob, I'm with you on this one, but there are no easy answers to the drug epidemic gripping the nation. The one bright spot is that the crisis has finally captured the attention of Congress. The deaths of Len Bias and Don Rogers from cocaine overdoses touch the conscience of the country. Republicans and Democrats are on the same side, vying to see who can find the best new ideas to meet the challenge. And Nancy Reagan deserves a lot of credit for her leadership, too. The real problems are the lack of coherent national policy and the absence of coordination among federal agencies, let alone with state and local agencies in other nations. The budget crunch is a major roadblock, too, because it's preventing an all-out attack in the key areas of law enforcement and drug education. This is one war that can't be won on the cheap, Bob. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on his unconstitutional new anti-terrorism bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.